I laugh a lot, man. Actually, I just listened to your voice, and wow, that's basically all the things I can find out about that 12-minute voice. Was all about that I hate getting old. I don't want to get old, because if I get old, I'm going to become weak, miserable. People must come and help me with everything. You know, I will lose everything. I won't have any paycheck or whatever. No, it's not right. It's not right at all. Don't worry about that. I'm perfectly sure no one is going to be like that if they choose a good lifestyle. You know, life is all about a seed. So imagine that you're young and you have a seed. You put it into soil and you give water, sunshine, and you fertilize it. Yes, fertilize it means you give animals, you know, poop, and it grows the plant, whatever. So you fertilize it, you give soil, good soil, water, good sunshine, and the seed will grow, right? But what if you don't do anything to that seed? What will happen to that seed? The seed won't grow, right? The seed will stay down there and maybe, you know, won't grow at all, or it will have a lot of problem down there, right? So you don't want that. It is basically like that. So when you're young, you're a seed. And if you want to give good sunshine, good soil, good water, and a lot of things, when you get old, when you grow, what will happen to you? Will you get sick? No, because you have done a very, very good job. As I said, you know, I mentioned it in Mrs. Samin's voice, and I talk about that. I said, it is basically disease, I don't know, cancer, anything. Basically, most of them are related to the things we do over the course of several years. So when you get old and you're weak, it means that you haven't done the things you had to do before getting weak. So before getting old, right? So if you're a good, active, or better to say proactive person, when you get old, you won't become weak. You won't. A lot of people are out there. You can just check them on YouTube. Recently, I watched a video. The woman was 80-something, and she was just dancing like a maniac in one of those shows. I'm perfectly sure you can find it on YouTube. Just search for it. 80 years old, and she was jumping around and doing a lot of crazy things. Was she old? I don't think so. I can do that. You know, I know David Goggins. You know, he has the record, the most pull-ups in the world, 4,000 or something. I forgot it, forgot the amount of it. But as a young person, I can't do even 10, but he did more than 400. So when he gets old, do you think that really he will suffer? He will become weak? No, because he's very healthy. He runs every day. He eats healthy food. He does a lot of good things because he wants to live his true potential. So that's all about that. And you mentioned that when you get old, you don't want to become regretful. You don't want to regret things, right? So instead of just talking about that, I don't want to become weak and things like that, let's go for it, buddy. Go for becoming a better version of yourself and have a better life. Because you can do it. You definitely can do it. And I'm sure about that. If you take care of your life, definitely you will have a better life. So that's my opinion, by the way. I talk a lot. I think it's sometimes good to, you know, not to be with your parents. You mentioned that when I get older, I will lose the comfort, but comfort that I usually get from my family. Okay. Go for it. You need challenges. And you're studying theology. Perfectly sure. You know, God wants you to be challenged. That's why we are living on earth. I'm perfectly sure about that. And if you have challenges, you will grow. So, who cares? You lose the comfort. that you will receive from your family, from now on you will grow. You must not be upset. You must be happy. So, that's it. I talk a lot. Thank you so much. You participated. You always participate in all of the challenges. This is amazing, man. You know, I sometimes don't do it. I become ashamed and embarrassed. But in general, you're amazing. Thank you so much, Mr. Mustafa. Do it often. Do it more. Thank you. See you next time.